With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States striking Islamic State targets in Nigeria.
In a social media post, President Trump says that the U.S. has launched a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria, calling the group ISIS scum. Last month, Trump says he ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria following claims of Christian persecution.
That is correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Nothing certain, nothing is set, but there is growing hope of a possible deal now. U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators agreeing on a peace plan proposed by President Volodymyr Zelensky toward ending the war with Russia. Key issues, though, remain on just how the Kremlin will react. So far, there's been no word from Moscow. Foreign correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on a very special Christmas message.
King Charles III said Jesus's pilgrimage for peace and reconciliation was a prayer for our times in his annual Christmas message, looking back on 2025.
Pilgrimage is a word less used today, but it has particular significance for our modern world, and especially at Christmas. It is about journeying forward into the future, while also journeying back to remember the past and learn from its lessons.
The king also said he was encouraged by his shared desire for peace in his meetings with people from all faiths, highlighting his own historic trip to the Vatican to meet Pope Leo XIV. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Moscow in talks with Paris about French scholar Laurent Vinatieri, who is serving a three-year sentence in Russia and reportedly facing new espionage charges. Kremlin spokesman says it's made an offer to France regarding Vinatieri, who was arrested last year. This is SRN News. Another city declares itself a sanctuary for the unborn.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolforth, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolforth is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
What do you believe about the afterlife? Well, a new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University delivering some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of people who describe themselves as Christians say they expect to spend eternity with God. Another 12% believe they will experience eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. This is SRN News. County police in Maryland say federal immigration agents shot at a moving vehicle Christmas Eve during an enforcement action. One person suffered a gunshot wound. Another had minor injuries. Both victims are in stable condition. If you've never been to a charity turkey shoot, you should have been in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's quite a holiday tradition there. More on that story now from correspondent Mike Hempen.
Three nights a week from late October through Christmas, shooters compete for cash, baby back ribs, a ham, and yes, a turkey. It's a tradition that goes back to pioneer times when competitors shot at real turkeys tied in place. Proceeds go toward various charities, including a big Thanksgiving dinner for area seniors and an angel tree surrounded by Christmas gifts for needy children. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at srnnews.com.